Good morning, everybody. Welcome to HDA East Florida's Eat This, Drink That, Go, presented by Whole Foods. I'm Jimmy Seffler, your host on the show. I'm Brenda Bassett, my co-host. Good morning to you, Brenda. You put together, she also produces the show, and she put together a great show today. We've got some good old friends, some good new friends on the program, some terrific food. I'm going to send you a place where you can go to brunch today or tomorrow, or lunch and dinner 7 days a week. You're going to enjoy it and love it. And probably, I don't know if you've heard of it yet, but you will, and you'll know about it as well. And we're going to be joined by a dear friend, Donald Patz of Patz and Hall Wines, coming up in our second half hour. And their wines, two of their Pinot Noirs from 2011, just rated the highest in the latest Wine Spectator edition. And my favorite Pinot Noir by far, and one great Chardonnay, too. So you'll hear from Donald Patz. We've got a cookbook author that's coming on with some French Riviera kind of cuisine, Provence cuisine. And so lots of fun things today. And Brenda, how do you find the folks that you find? Now, Donald Patz, I know, he just kind of fell off a turnip truck and we kind of adopted him. But the rest of the folks, how do you find them?
You know, all over the place. It's easy to find great food in South Florida. I mean,
that's the truth.
It just is.
It is. And we've turned into a real restaurant town.
And the challenge is telling them how much fun it is to do it at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, it is. That is a challenge. And, well, but we're sitting here sipping on some wonderful wines. We'll tell you about that, the wines of Dreyfus Ashby. But first, let's bring in our first guest. And we're going to be tasting his food throughout this morning for the next hour. Daniel Surfer is the owner and executive chef of Blue Collar Restaurant. They are at 6730 Biscayne Boulevard, an up-and-coming area, a terrific area. And, yes, he's got parking, which I think is one of the best things. Not only great food, but great parking, too. Good morning to you, Daniel. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, the food looks terrific. And, you know, you serve comfort food, right?
Yes, we try and do like a contemporary American comfort with a little bit of some Jewish and Latin American influences.
Well, we've got some great things. The smell in the studio is just absolutely wonderful. Now, you worked for Chef Allen for a bunch of years, didn't you?
Yeah, I was with Allen for almost 6 years. He took me along when I didn't know anything. It was my first job, and I got to work as a stage, which is like a kitchen slave. I got to do that for 3 months without getting paid. And by the time I left, I was the chef de cuisine and his right-hand man in operations.
Isn't that great? And Chef Allen's there in the Aventura area was just a hallmark place for many, many years. Allen is a wonderful man, and his wife Judy, too, terrific folks. And then you went off to do a show called Kitchen Nightmares in New York.
Oh, yeah. Well, we filmed it here. I just did one episode. They were filming at this place in Boca that wasn't doing so great. And they brought me in as a consultant to try and help them out and save the day, but it didn't really work out like that.
You know, the other thing that I love about you is you also worked for the Union Square Hospitality Group. When I lived in New York, my favorite restaurants were Gramercy Tavern, where you worked, and Union Square Cafe, and all the places of Danny Myers. Boy, what a great great visionary he is, isn't he?
Yeah, and really nice guy.
Yeah, is he really?
Very.
Great. Well, let's start with some of the foods because you brought, this is comfort food now, right? From a variety of different, variations and places and spots and backgrounds and histories. This is a latke.
Yes, this is what we call a Hanukkah latke. So typically you would make latkes around Hanukkah and they're potato pancakes that are fried in olive oil to signify like the 8 nights of, Hanukkah,
right.
The amount of oil, the oil back then that actually used the menorah for that time was olive oil. So you fry a latke in olive oil to signify that. And ours, they're just such a quick, easy nosh that we like to have them all year round.
And what's the sauce that you have with it?
It's just applesauce. We make it in-house. It's very simple. Just some peeled Granny Smith apples, cinnamon, and brown sugar.
Love homemade applesauce.
Oh, this is terrific, too. It really is comfort food.
Thank you.
This reminds me, you know, I grew up I was telling you before, in an immigrant community. Mostly Italian, but we also had Polish, we had Russian. And this reminds me of some of the foods that I would eat when I went to my friend's house where the grandmother was sitting there, and you'd smell the latkes, and this is that good. It's terrific.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We have applesauce in the South, but not the latkes.
Right, yeah. Well, in the South, you know, it was a sliced bread was what the version of Italian bread. You go to an Italian restaurant in Louisville, it's sliced bread. The Italian bread's right there, yeah. It's Sunbeam. Let's talk about the menu if we can for a little bit, because I've got it in front of me. The nosh. You brought an arancini today, too, didn't you?
Those didn't make it.
Okay.
I got the latkes. The arancini, though, are a nice item as well.
Oh, it's they are.
Man. Italian.
Well, you have these. I like the idea of noshes or apps. I mean, appetizers, right?
Love the nosh.
Right. You've got a vaca frita topped tostones.
Yep.
So that's the Latin America influence?
Yeah. My brother-in-law is, both of them are Cuban. So, you know, it was kind of, actually, that dish actually came out. When I moved back from New York, I was in developing the restaurant. I was staying with him, and he's like, "Oh, you don't know how to make tostones or vaca frita." I was like, "What are you talking about? I could do that. It couldn't be that difficult." And that was kind of just like a, you know, snub.
It sounds great. It does. Cuban sandwich spring rolls. Now that's unusual.
Yeah, those are, you know, there's just a bunch of little quick things that you could sit at the table to really eat quickly, and we can get to you very quickly. So if you're very hungry, you have something in front of you as quick as possible.
Right. And Brenda, there's something that's your favorite thing on the whole menu. I know. I don't have to look too far. What is it? Go ahead. Tell what's in the nosh. Look down the nosh list.
Oh, here. I haven't seen the nosh.
Okay,
yet.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, we got shrimp and grits.
We do.
Shrimp and grits.
Brenda, what does grits stand for?
You know what grits stands for.
What's that?
Girls raised in the South.
Oh. We take ours very serious.
Yeah, I bet you do. And you've got mac. You use a pasta and a bunch of different cheeses. It sounds delicious.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no. So, and these are just the appetizers. We're going to taste some. What else are we tasting today? We're tasting a baby iceberg wedge.
That's, yep.
You got different. Now, this is with smoked bacon, grape tomatoes, shallots, blue cheese dressing, which sounds absolutely amazing. And by the way, with this latke, which we're trying this morning from a Blue Collar Restaurant, which is 6730 Biscayne Boulevard in Miami, we're trying a selection from Dreyfus Ashby. It's a Joseph Drouin St. Véran, which is. It's light, it's terrific, and I want to thank Emilio for sending
day.
This along. He's not here today, but
it's
a wonderful everyday wine. But you know what? This is the kind of thing where you can sit around, try a latke. But we also have another bottle of wine, which you may be surprised about. This is a Cabernet from South Africa called Tukara, and it's one of my favorites, the Dreyfus Ashby selection. People look and say, South Africa? Yes, they're making wonderful Sauvignon Blancs. They're making great Cabernet Sauvignons. Mostly people think it's just a Pinotage as a South African varietal. But this Tokara, again, a Dreyfus Ashby selection. It's a 2009 Cabernet. And Brenda, try this with the latke. It's terrific.
Wow.
No, it's really good. It's got depth to it. It's got a little tobacco, kind of a flavoring to it. And I just love
a little
the
bit
depth
of cherry.
Of it. Yeah, a little bit. But it's a wonderful selection, again, from Dreyfus Ashby. Learn more by going to DreyfusAshby.com, and you'll find out all their selections. They are terrific. Go into your favorite wine store and ask about
them.
Yeah. And so we'll be back in just a minute. We'll try some other great foods from Daniel Surfer, the owner and executive chef of Blue Collar Restaurant, right after this on HCA East Florida's Eat This, Drink That, Go, presented by Whole Foods. Welcome back to HCA East Florida's Eat This, Drink That, Go, presented by Whole Foods. Right now at HCA East Florida Hospitals, the emergency room wait time at Aventura Hospital is 5 minutes. That's it, 5 minutes. Emergencies do not wait for appointments. You know that. So if you, this is the suggestion I make to you. Put this into your smartphone. If you text ER to 23000, HCA East Florida will send their wait times for all of their hospitals direct to your phone, and you'll be ready in case of an emergency. Well, we're pleased to be joined this morning by Daniel Surfer, the owner and executive chef of a Blue Collar Restaurant. He made a wonderful latke with homemade applesauce. They serve comfort food. They're located at 6730 Biscayne Boulevard in Miami, and it was just extraordinary. It brought me back to my childhood and some of the great latkes that I had then. Mm. He's got another great dish, Brenda, sitting right in front of us. We'll get to that in just a minute.
Feeding my face with.
Yeah, you are. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, we also have a really, really terrific cookbook author with us. And I am holding the book in my hand. It's Cuisine Nichoise, Sun-Kissed Cooking from the French Riviera by Hillary Davis. Good morning to you, Hillary.
Hold it easily in one hand. It's so heavy.
Oh, it is. And you know, one of the things I love about this book, it's the artwork is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Oh, the photos are wonderful, too. And now this, I love the cooking of Provence.
Yeah.
And the French Riviera. Tell us how you came about writing this particular book about this particular cuisine.
Well, you know, I lived there. My husband and I, our dream forever was to live in France, and we finally got to do it. And so we moved to the south of France to this little village. If you fly into Nice Airport and you look up at the mountains, we were up in the...
Wow.
We found a little village up in those mountains, and... You know, it was a place that tourists don't really go too much, but it's only 20 minutes from the airport.
Mm.
And in that village and all the land over to Nice and then all the way over to the Italian border, there's this style of cuisine that I'd never even heard of. You know, we all know salad niçoise, and that's one of our favorite salads in the summer. But there's a whole cuisine there that... developed because, well, I learned. I mean, I was surprised to find it, and then I went out to try and learn it. And it developed because Nice is right on the border. It's snuggled nice and close to Italy.
Right.
So Genoa is the next big city. So mm-hmm. between Genoa and Nice, the grandmas and the daughters, they came and went back and forth through weddings, through the centuries, and the cuisine sort of melted into this perfect storm of the best of French, the best of Italian, and then they sort of made up their own stuff. So I was thrilled. I mean, for a foodie to find something
right.
that you'd never heard of, and there were things like trucia and tout new and these words and dishes. It's exciting new things to try.
Well, you've got some. When I look through this book, I mean, the cuisine is wonderful. I've spent some time in that area. There's a
yeah.
village called Ez just above Nice, and the cuisine is terrific. And I love this. I'm just looking at the book, and there's shrimp yeah. and fish soup with toast and rui, which yeah. looks absolutely outstanding. Tell me about
yummy.
This recipe.
It's yummy, and you know what? It's sort of a cop out because
why?
Because the most famous and loved soup along that coast
yep.
is soup de poisson. Mm. It's a fish soup, but I can't make it here in America because we don't have those little baby fish and the little eels and all the things that they do use from that coast to make the soup. So I thought, well, what can I use from where I am here in New Hampshire or New York or wherever I am? And I decided using shrimp and then some fish, white fish. So I sort of used the same idea. It's still fresh. It's still delicious. It uses the rye, which is that hot, spicy mayonnaise you put
right.
on the end that sort of melts, and then you grate the cheese over it, and that melts. And it's the same idea, but adapted for us, and it's faster.
Well,
and
it looks quickly. Delicious.
You're
just
making
delicious.
Everyone hungry.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
Sure.
I just kind of funnel through the book, and again, the name of the book, the author is the name of the book is Cuisine Niçoise, Sun-Kissed Cooking from the French Riviera by Hilary Davis. There is a pistachio parmesan chickpea fries, which I need to eat right now.
Well, you know, it's so cool. I'd love to tell you about that because you've picked a recipe that is so indicative of this kind of cooking, which is very, very healthy. This recipe that you chose is delicious. It's instead of French fries. The French fries are made with chickpea flour, or we know it as garbanzo flour.
Right, right.
And it's gluten-free.
Wow. Well, look, the whole book is, let me tell you what, it's absolutely beautiful. You're right, Hilary. It's tough to hold in one hand. I've got two hands around it. And we're going to enjoy this book, and we're going to make a bunch of things for it. From it. And again, I want to, and tell me, where can we find the book if folks out there want to go ahead and purchase it?
Amazon.com is the quickest, and then in most major bookstores.
Right.
Perfect.
All right, sounds great. Cuisine Niçoise, Sun-Kissed Cooking from the French Riviera, a gorgeous cookbook. With blossoms on the front, that looks good too. Man, I love that idea.
Oh, Hilary.
By Hilary Davis. Hilary, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining
Jimmy
us.
And Brenda, happy holiday.
You
okay,
too. Bye bye.
You too. Take care. Bye
bye. And the book is beautiful. It really is. And so go ahead and enjoy it and go out and grab it because I think you'd have fun with that one.
And you know, she worked with a lot of chefs, some very famous chefs on this cookbook and some recipes, including Alain Ducasse.
Right. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. We're also joined by Daniel Surfer, the owner and executive chef of Blue Collar Restaurant, 6730 Biscayne Boulevard in Miami. And he gave us a latke to try and start with. Homemade, wonderful. It reminded me of the cuisine that I grew up with. And now you've brought something else in, too. Tell me about this, Daniel.
This is just, one of my favorite things to eat. It's just a simple iceberg wedge salad. We don't really do too much out of the box to it, except we just use really high quality ingredients. And instead of like a traditional iceberg, we use a baby one. The bacon we use is a very high quality bacon. It's a Duroc breed pig. It's smoked over apple wood. We roast some grape tomatoes and we make a really kind of creamy, rich blue cheese dressing to go on top of it. And
which is amazing.
It is.
Thank you.
You know, here's the thing. When you say iceberg lettuce, people say, well, it's not going to be. This is really.
Yeah, there's a difference.
It's beautiful high-end cuisine because of what you've done, first with the quality of the ingredients, but then with the creaminess of this bacon dressing. And it really brings out so much in this. I would rather have this than a Caesar salad. Mm-hmm. You know, that most people say, oh, Caesar salad. It's a Caesar salad and comfort food. This I could see comfort food with a slice of the bacon down the bottom of the dish. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I think it's nice to have the whole couple slices of bacon instead of having them all chopped up, because then you can kind of like slice it up and take as much or as little as you want with each piece. Or if someone else is at the table, they could like grab all of it easier.
I use it to scoop, too. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can scoop some of the dressing.
Yeah.
Nothing like bacon with the scoop of a creamy, oh, man.
Blue cheese dressing.
Man alive. Wonderful.
With healthy lettuce and tomatoes.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, I'm getting my vegetables.
Yeah. Right. I mean, there's a little good nutritional value there.
Yes, there is, much. I'm looking through your entrees, too. Again, from Blue Collar Restaurant, 6730 Biscayne Boulevard in Miami. Crispy Skin Snapper, grilled mahi-mahi. So you have a lot of wonderful fish dishes, which I'm a big fan of. Seared diver scallops. What'd you find, Brenda?
You have sautéed kale.
We do. We have sautéed kale. The scallops, actually, we did bring today as well.
You have so many vegetables. That's so great.
Oh, our vegetable menu, if I may.
I mean,
our vegetable
just
menu is
amazing.
I mean, you might have 15, 18
25.
Vegetables. 25 dishes,
oh,
really.
That's
our vegetable
great.
Menu alone is bigger than most places' entire menu.
So if
yes.
someone is a vegetarian, Blue Collar would be a perfect place for you to go. But even if you're not a vegetarian, because you've got other things on here like, you know what, this real juicy cheeseburger looks good, too.
Oh, yeah.
The cheeseburger is something special, actually. It's the majority of the blend is actually a 25-day prime dry-aged New York strip that we grind into it,
mm-hmm.
and it's a fan favorite. One of our friends, Steven, who goes by the Chow Father on the blogs, he's named it one of his best burgers, and it's a really enjoyable hamburger. The other special part about it is it comes with a Portuguese muffin, and we're the only place in town that has them, and it's a really great bread from Fall River, Massachusetts that we get every week, and it's kind of like if an English muffin, brioche, and white bread had a baby.
This would be it.
So.
And there's a lot of Portuguese cooking from that area of the country, isn't
yeah.
there?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a heavy pocket.
You have the brisket, you have beets.
Well, you know, just going down the vegetable chalkboard,
oh
okay, there's
God.
So many things. There's a creamy mashed Yukon gold potatoes, roasted beets with goat cheese. That sounds great. Watermelon cucumber salad. Sauteed kale, as Brenda mentioned. Roasted artichoke hearts. What did you find, Jerry and Brenda?
Cheese grits.
Cheese grits.
Gosh. What's Soylent Green?
Oh, Soylent Green?
It's people.
It's made out of people.
You know, I got to tell you, if you bought Brenda a pair of shoes, she might not leave the place. You know, the first pair, she would never go anywhere. I mean, I'm telling you. The restaurant just looks and sounds wonderful. And can I tell you, we had the latke to start with. It brought me back to my home roots, as I said. This salad is one of the finest salads I've had. Tell me about, we only have got a minute left before this, before the end of this break, but tell me how big the restaurant is.
The restaurant is very tiny. It's about 700 square feet total. We have about 8 tables on the inside, another 8 outside. So we really only fit about 35 to 40 people. It's very intimate.
And it's walkable. Well, I love that, too. I love that idea of an intimate restaurant, a place to go and really have a quality meal. Walk up, generally, you don't take reservations?
Yeah, no, it's a little small for reservations, so we just take walk-ins.
Okay. Again, 6730, it's Biscayne Boulevard. His name is Daniel Surfer. He's the owner and executive chef of Blue Collar Restaurant. We've got some other wonderful things to try, too, that he's brought in his ballywick, including, what's the dessert he brought, Brenda?
It's got butterscotch in it. That's what I know.
I'll tell you.
It's a bread pudding with butterscotch and Heath bar.
Oh, man. And we've got another dish in between that as well.
And
well,
he has Brussels sprouts on the
menu. Love that, too. We're going to come back. We're also going to talk to Donald Patz of Patz and Hall, a wonderful winery in Sonoma, California, right after this on HCA East Florida's Eat This, Drink That, Go, presented by Whole Foods. Welcome back to HCA East Florida's Eat This, Drink That, Go, presented by Whole Foods. We're the wait time at an HCA East Florida hospital. Let me get that to you for their emergency room right now. Let's see. Kendall Regional Medical Center. It's a 5-minute wait time. HCA East Florida's emergency rooms average in the single digits. Amazing, isn't it, for their wait times? 5 minutes at Kendall Regional Medical Center. Emergencies don't wait for appointments. That's why I always suggest you text ER to 23000. HCA East Florida will send those wait times directly to your phone. Oh, and let me tell you about Exotic Origins. This is a great and brand new sponsor for us. Exotic Origins is passionate about three things: their exceptional coffee, customers, and making a difference in the lives of farmers, families, and communities. Exotic Origins takes your coffee to a fine wine level by providing extraordinary epicurean experiences of rare 88-point and above rated coffees. Go to exoticoriginscoffee.com, exoticoriginscoffee.com. Use our code DRINKTHIS at the checkout, and you receive free shipping with a special savings offer. Make a difference from origin to cup with Exotic Origins Coffee. That's exoticoriginscoffee.com, and use our code DRINKTHIS at checkout. Receive free shipping and a special savings offer, too. We've tried their coffees. They're extraordinary.
Oh, they're so great. We're going to have them up in the suite, too.
Yeah,
so
we will, the Legend Suite. Great. And speaking of great, highly rated things, Patson Hall was founded in 1998 by four talented individuals. One of them is Donald Patz. This is some of the finest wines in the world. Coming out of predominantly Sonoma County, but some up in Mendocino, I think, and various places where
wherever grapes
are grown. That's right.
He finds them.
And right now, Patson Hall, the latest edition of the Wine Spectator, they rated a lot of Pinot Noirs, and the two highest rated Pinot Noirs were from Patson Hall, and. Boy, they make great wines. It's always been my favorite Pinot Noir and one of my favorite Chardonnays as well.
Oh.
I'm pleased to be joined by a good friend and one of the owners, one of those four talented people I talked about, Donald Patz. Good morning to you, Donald.
Good morning, Brenda and Jimmy. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing well.
Good morning. We miss you.
Yeah, we do. Congratulations on the ratings. This is terrific to be recognized.
Wow.
You know, it is. It's nice to be recognized for anything that anybody does, and it's always fun to get a little bit of recognition. And so it was really satisfying to see that the Wine Spectator agreed with us that we actually make good wines.
Well, you've made a lot of good wines for a long time, since 1988. And you've made, about 33,000 cases now, Donald?
No, not usually. We're usually a little under 30,000. Somewhere around 25 to 27 is a typical year for us.
Well, you know what's great about Patson Hall wines is that they come from vineyard-designated areas and some great, great wines. And basically it comes down to you finding the right grape in the right area, right? The right terroir for you.
Absolutely. You know, I think the most interesting thing about wine, or one of the many interesting things about wine, for me anyway, is that it has a distinctive aroma and flavor set based on where the grapes are grown from. And that's been the essence of what Patson Hall has done virtually from the very beginning, is searching out little growers who have special little vineyard sites that produce wines that have an extraordinary and interesting and different aroma set and flavor set.
Right. And let me just go through some of the ratings that the Spectator and other publications have given to Patson Hall wines for the 2011 Pinot Noirs. The Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir, a 92 by the Spectator. The 2011 Jenkins Ranch Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir, also a 92 rating. And Donald, those are sold out. In fact, it looks like
all of the Pinots you've got out so far
for 2011 are sold out.
Yeah, well, most of them are, yeah.
It's a quality problem, Donald.
Yes, it is.
it's a quantity problem for 2011, a very, very small vintage. And so we just don't have very many of these single vineyard wines from 2011. But good news is that 2012 looks like at least as good as the last couple of vintages, and those wines are just beginning to be released, and there's a little bit more of them, so we're excited about that.
Yeah, well, you know, my favorite that you make, you know, always will be, always has been,
always.
Is the Patson Hall Pisoni. When is that coming out?
The 11 of that is coming out in the new year.
Great.
And then the 12 of that will be probably about a year from then as
right.
well. But I was laughing because you were saying, you mentioned Mendocino and Sonoma,
right.
but you didn't mention Monterey, which is where.
Right, that's where Pisoni comes from. Well, you know, the funny thing, tell us about the Pisoni Vineyard, because it's a...
And how you found it, it's a great story.
It's a very large tract of land, and they sell to how many different wineries?
Well, but they have a lot of little people that they sell to. I think they're selling to about a dozen different wineries
right now.
Right. We kind of backed into it, actually. James Hall and I both had heard about this vineyard, could not get in touch with Gary Pisoni. And if you've ever met him, it's not surprising you can't get in touch with him.
Right.
He's a very crazy guy, very charismatic. Anyway, one of our friends had a contract to buy the grapes in 1997. And all four partners just happened to be at the winery one day in the middle of harvest. And the phone rings, and it's one of our buddies. And he says, hey, I just picked Pisoni, and I just got twice as much as I'm prepared to be able to deal with. if you like to buy some Pizzani grapes for me. And that's how we got started in 1997. Then we went down in Sudbury and eventually, you know, got our own little slice of heaven as well.
Well, can I tell you, every time, no matter where I am, if it says Pizzoni on the label, I'll try
exactly.
it because it's a great area. But of all of the ones I've tried, there's nothing like a Pats and Hall Pizzoni. And just a side note.
We have special memories.
We do. Donald flew in for my 50th birthday, and he brought a very large bottle of Pizzoni Pinot Noir.
5 liters.
Yes, 5 liters. And we drank it all.
We drank it all, and we weren't even going to drink it. We were going to save it.
Right.
But then we opened it.
Right. And Donald, you signed it for me, and it's sitting in my wine cellar. It's the first thing you see when you walk
times.
In. It is.
Special
Donald,
times.
We have to come out and get it. Please say hello to James Hall. By the way, James and the wines of Pats and Hall, the first wines we featured on this show more than a year ago.
On our first show.
On our first show. And Richard Reddington provided the food. We went and sat at Red, R-E-D-D, in Yountville, California, drank Pats and Hall Pinot Noir and Chardonnays, and ate his food, and it was one of the finest culinary experiences I've ever had.
Donald, you were traveling at the time, so
Donald, tell us where people can find Pats and Hall wines in Florida. I know you're here a lot, and you've got pretty good distribution here, don't you?
We do. You know, and I should have thought of this when you told me you were going to give me a call, but off the top of my head, I can't think of any specific retail stores, but it's one of our biggest markets.
Yes, it is.
So,
it is.
It shouldn't be too hard to find it. If you have a favorite retail store, just go in and ask for it.
Absolutely.
If they don't have it on the shelf, they can get it.
Right. Pats and Hall, P-A-T-Z and Hall. And Giuseppe has
special.
Giuseppe is
on a Capri
market down in
and he
in
carries
Pinecrest.
A lot of them.
He carries a lot of the Pats and Hall. So find it on a Capri market in down in Pinecrest.
Or call
in
me and I'll make sure you find it.
Yeah, we'll find it for you. We'll put up on the website locations for you. Hey, Donald, thanks.
Well, they can email me and I'll look it up for them.
Well, we'll do that. Okay, we appreciate it. We'll give you all that information out on our website. Donald, thanks. The best to you. We'll come see you soon.
Donald, thank you so much.
See you now. Donald Pats, and boy, he is a terrific man. And you know what? His wines would pair beautifully with Daniel Surfer's cuisine from Blue Collar. Donald is great. Daniel, you are too. Great old friends, great new friends. You brought a scallop dish that I love scallops. This is the best scallop dish I've ever eaten. This one.
Yes.
It's so kind.
Well, you know why? You've caramelized the scallops. They're very tender.
It's cooked so perfectly.
And you've put it over, is this a succotash? Is that what you're calling this?
Yeah, it's a giant lima bean succotash. So we get these great giant lima beans from Peru, and we cook them off in a really rich stock. And then we saute it up with some leafed Brussels sprouts, some fresh shucked corn, and some piquillo peppers.
So good. I taste the Brussels sprouts. It's all great
stuff.
You. It is terrific. And we're tasting with a Joseph Drew in Saint-Véran.
But the Takar, it's great with
It's
the
also, it's funny. It's with a Cabernet. Brenda loves it with this Takar Cabernet.
I think it just like, wow.
Yeah, from South Africa.
And
this is a Dreyfus Ashby selection, by the way. Again, go to DreyfusAshby.com. You'll find where their selections are, what they are, but great wines always. Just in case you, I know you're going to want to eat at Blue Collar now. Blue Collar. Is located at 6730 Biscayne Boulevard, and that's Daniel is the executive chef and the owner. He's also brought to us. Oh, what is that now?
You talked about the vast amount of vegetables we have.
Yeah.
So I brought one of our sides. It's one of our newer, more popular ones. They're just roasted caramelized cipollini onions. So it's a really small, sweet onion, and we just wanted to bring one of those.
Wow.
All that's also part of our spice menu offering. You get your choice of appetizer, entree, dessert, plus one of our sides from our 25 side item vegetable menu.
Right. By the way, Miami Spice continues on through the end of September.
Yeah.
Love Miami Spice. There's almost 200 restaurants involved this year, and they've done great things. And what it is you have a price fixed lunch and or dinner for great prices at these restaurants. And of course, Blue Collar Restaurant is a part of that. And the folks at the Greater Miami Conventions Bureau, are this wildly popular Miami Spice restaurant program, launched with a record-breaking number of participating restaurants and an enhanced website and an expanded lineup of events and promotions, too. It runs until September 30th. The summer's highly anticipated culinary celebration is using 200 restaurants. And really, terrific food. Learn more by going to MiamiSpice.com. All right, MiamiSpice.com. Love that. Oh, and let me start by thanking our sponsors, HCA East Florida Hospitals, of course, Whole Foods Markets, building a business in which high standards permeate all aspects of their company. Quality is a state of mind with Whole Food Markets. All right? And they've got some great things going on right now at Whole Foods, too. I want to tell you about it, if I can, just quickly. They've got this Whole Kids Foundation fundraiser. And we're going to do some great things. We're going to raise funds for Whole Kids Foundation to support school gardens, school salad bars, and healthy teachers in an effort to get kids, families, and teachers excited about exploring and enjoying fresh, healthy food. This is great. Simply donate at any register, September 1st or 15th. Visit WholeKidsFoundation.org for more information. Love that idea. We'll get to the rest of the sponsors in a minute. But you've also brought a lamb dish.
Yes.
This is real lamb. This is not mutton. This is delicious. And we're going to come back and taste that in our final segment, along with a great dessert that he's brought along with us. All right, we'll do that in just a second. And by the way, we're also going to be joined by Jackie and Freddie from Sienna Charles Travel Agency and Boutique. Where in the world are Freddie and Jackie? They're like on a 33-country tour. That coming up straight ahead on HCA East Florida's Eat This, Drink That, Go, presented by Whole Foods. Welcome back to HCA East Florida's Eat This, Drink That, Go, presented by Whole Foods. Right now, the wait time at the Plantation General Hospital emergency room is just 6 minutes. Emergencies don't wait for appointments. That's why I would suggest that you just go ahead and text ER to 23000, ER to 23000, HCA East Florida. We'll send all of those wait times directly to your phone. Hey, talking about Sienna Charles, right? This is our official travel agency and boutique. They're doing a wine tour through Napa, Oregon, Washington, and then a tour through Corsica, Sardinia, Amalfi, Rome, Sicily, Puglia, Croatia, Montenegro, Slovenia, Prague, Budapest, all of Scandinavia, Russia, and every country in South America. Imagine that. And you know what? When you call Sienna Charles, the great thing about them, and just go to siennacharles.com, they've already visited all the places. They don't recommend a hotel or a tour or whatever it might be.
They do travel the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, it's the right way to do it.
The way it was supposed to be.
And Freddie and Jackie join us now. There's some place on this wonderful tour. Where are you guys? Tell us.
Hey, Jimmy. We're on a layover, but we don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
We're in New York City at the moment.
All right. Well, you've got a satellite office there in New York City, not just in Palm Beach, but you're in New York City too.
Yeah.
Right.
And last night we were in Vancouver for the last week, which was unbelievable. We were drinking some amazing wines from the Okanagan Valley.
Oh, really? Yeah. You know, I've tried some. They are terrific up there. And where are you headed next?
Next, we're off to Portugal.
Oh, you are. You know, that's
we're
a trip.
So jealous.
That's a trip I've always wanted to make. Are you going right to Lisbon, or are you going to go to some of the outlying areas?
We're staying in Lisbon a few nights, and then we'll do some tours on the outskirts. And then, you know, we'll keep moving.
Well, the great part, about Sienna Charles, go to siennacharles.com, is that Freddie and Jackie, they go to all these places. Have you found any new – is there one gem that you found so far on your trip?
Well, I think it happened in Vancouver, and last week you asked us if we had any, you know, fabulous meals and everything. There's a hotel, the Rosewood Hotel in Vancouver. It's stunning, and the restaurant in there is called Hawksworth, and it literally, I mean, I can't think.
It's the best meal so far on this trip by far. It's the number one rated restaurant in Canada, and it didn't disappoint at all. It was unbelievable.
And paired with those British Columbian wines, it was excellent.
Well,
what did you have?
I had sable fish, which was like kind of marinated with miso. It was almost like a miso cod, but much better. It was unbelievable.
I had fresh halibut from the Pacific. We had oysters, and everything was just unbelievable. You felt like you were just eating it right out of the ocean. It was unbelievable.
Now you're just rubbing it in, the two of you.
Yeah,
and you're going to be doing this on a lot of the tour, and we'll talk to you next week from Portugal. Again, it is siennacharles.com, S-I-E-N-N-A, charles.com. Thanks, guys. Safe travels.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Be safe.
Bye-bye. Anyway, I'm sorry, Brent?
No. I thought she was saying something.
No. I think she's just saying she misses us. That's a nice thing.
Yes.
Oh, there's a great program going on at the Marion Center, Friday, October 25th, 2013. This is one of our great passions.
We love Sister Lucia at
the
Marion Center.
Yes, and the best of Sister Lucia. She's been a little under the weather.
They've
got an annual golf tournament. Okay, proceeds will go to the Marion Center. And they do some great things. It's Don Shula's Golf Club in Miami Lakes. And it's Friday, October 25th again.
Just email me for information, and I'll put some stuff up on our Facebook at Brenda at CephalosWine.com.
Gotcha.
That's Cephalo with an S. And our website, hopefully, is going to launch by the end of next week.
Terrific.
We're excited. Eat the strength that go.
Right. We're joined by Daniel Surfer, the owner and executive chef at Blue Collar Restaurant. And you've brought a lamb dish, too. Now, this is it's laid on a layer of creamy potatoes.
The potatoes are the best I've ever tried.
There's a spice to the taste. Very slight. But the lamb has got terrific lamb flavor. Tell us about this.
Tender.
Oops, sorry, John. Go ahead. Sorry.
It's a young lamb shoulder. We wrap it up real tight, and we slowly braise, kind of roast it over some vegetables and with some good red wine in there until it gets really nice and soft.
It's delicious.
And then, oh, thank you. Then when we someone orders it, we make this beautiful lamb stock out of all those juices and drippings, and we'll put the slices inside the lamb stock with a little bit of some crushed red pepper and just warm it up like that so, you know, there's no loss of any juice. It stays nice and moist. And the potatoes, if I may, they're terrible for you. They're kind of like a one-to-one-to-one. There's like a pound of potato, a pound of butter, and a quart of heavy cream. So
that's all right.
That may be why they're so enjoyable.
Sorry. We had the iceberg lettuce before. We're good.
Yeah. Now, you were going to bring in the oxtail, but a quality problem, you ran out.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
We have a different braised item every day on the menu, and it rotates. It could be the lamb shoulder. It could be chicken thighs. It could be duck. Or our most popular one is the spicy oxtail. So we braise it for several hours with scotch bonnet peppers and fresh mango. And then when a guest orders it, they have the choice, almost like a buffalo wing. We say mild, medium, or hot. And then when we warm it up for you, we'll add as many scotch bonnets as we feel you can handle. We'll kind of make a judgment call.
Wow.
Like sometimes when there's someone at the table and he's some guy on a first day and he's trying to be a big shot.
Right.
And he's like, oh, I'll get it really hot, as hot as you can make it. We don't mess around.
Right.
Like we make our own scotch bonnet powder and, you know, if
you
want it hot, you better be prepared.
Pepper. You really know how
to
use pepper.
Yeah, you do. You know how to use spices. It's great. If you would, I know you've got one more thing, because Brenda wants to try that dessert. While you do that, I'm going to tell us about the rest of our sponsors, all right? The Miami Dolphins Cephalos Legend Suite. Boy, I'll tell you what. If you want to know more about this, go to finstix.com or Brenda at eatdistrict.go.com.
And our landing page.
Oh, yeah, our landing page
is there. Cephalos Legend Suite.
Cephalos Legend Suite. Boy, I got to tell you, it's been great at every Dolphin home game. Wonderful foods. The House of Martini, celebrating 150 years of tradition. Our thanks to them. Dreyfus Ashby, of course. We've had two great wines from them today. We've told you all about them. Brussman Carino Public Relations, a full-service bilingual Miami-based public relations firm specializing in culinary, hospitality, arts, and entertainment. Sienna Charles, you heard from those great folks, too. And other great sponsors, 2480 Wines, Hollywood and Vine Cellars. The 2010 Short Ends is here. Terrific bottle of wine. Our best vintage yet. It's perfect summer barbecue wine. Great for this Labor Day weekend. The Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, we got Spa Month is just ending today. But you've got Miami Spice. Go to ILoveMiamiSpice.com for more information about this great restaurant program. Rosa Mexicano offers authentic Mexican cuisine in a fun, festive environment. Joe Stone Crab, of course. And our new sponsor, Exotic Origins Coffee. How is that, Brenda?
Oh, my God. This should be outlawed. I mean, this
Tell them what this is.
It is butterscotch with heath and this cream.
It's bread pudding.
Tell us what you got. It's bread pudding.
This is our most popular dessert. It's a butterscotch heath bar bread pudding. Mm. We serve it with a spicy whipped cream to kind of cut through all that sweet and richness.
It's delicious.
Oh,
thank you. I wish we had more time. We've been talking to Daniel Surfer, the owner and executive chef of Blue Collar
You've
Restaurant.
You've got to go to this place.
Go to BlueCollarMiami.com, BlueCollarMiami.com. Visit them at 6730 Biscayne Boulevard. For Brenda and Daniel, I'm Jimmy Cephalo. Thanks for joining us on HCA East Florida's Eat This, Drink That, Go, presented by Whole Foods.
See you next week.